my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every tongue shall confess. Well, actually, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, as the Word says, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. It's all good in Him. Amazing times in the world, amazing times in life, amazing times anywhere that God may send you. You know, I gotta say this straight up front. There is no safe place in this world outside of and apart from Christ Jesus. You know, man, at the stage that we're in right now with all that's going on in the world, the rich men of the world are trying to now find their safe places, their safe havens, their places that they want to get away to when everything starts to fall apart and unravel. They have this thing in their heads that they'll be able to pack up shop, take the money and run, as it were, after they've done their service to the devil and destroyed their fellow man, that they'll be able to go and find some tropical island or some place where they'll be able to just live out their days in tranquility and peace and luxury with what it is that they've taken and stolen. You know, hey, it doesn't work like that. The devil is a liar and a deceiver. You know, okay, here. So, let's get this straight. So, these guys will rob, steal, kill, and destroy their fellow man, and then they're doing all of that because then there's this one window that they hope to, quote-unquote, retire, at which time they're planning on finding some peaceful little window, some little piece of tropical paradise, and then after that they die and go on a grease pole to hell. You know, sounds like a not such a great pursuit. Sounds like you're in for a rude awakening, because, you know, people that thought that they had, that they thought they had this whole thing locked up, they found out that it was not the case. They found out that their deck of cards crumbled. Their house of cards, as it were, sorry. Because, you know, when people think that they can do this apart from God, they're given enough rope to hang themselves. You know, they get enough room, enough slack to completely destroy their own lives and to live in that destruction. You know, a lot of things will start to now come unraveled. You know, my buddies overseas have been talking about the rising of the lambs, as it were. Zeph, Brother Thomas, you know, you guys should check those guys out. For those of you that haven't, they're on point. They're good guys. Cornerstone Books, Barbara Marcotti and her crew out there. You guys should check them out because these are good people. These are people that walk with God, know His voice, are faithful to the call, love His people, and are putting out what it is that God tells them. But you know what's interesting is the other day I was I had to go to a funeral. Seems to be a lot of people. Yeah, just anyways, had to go to a funeral. You know, while I got there a bit early. And so I was just talking to a lady there, and she was saying, you know, she's like, you probably don't believe in all of these star signs and things like that. And I was like, yeah, no, I mean, I'm not into that stuff too much. But she was saying, you know, but there's this thing happening with the planets. And essentially, now this is according to all these people that are into this kind of thing, they're like mid-November is a time when all this planetary stuff aligns and changes in their own books. And basically, she said the gist of it is that, according to their thinking, the people that had it bad before will have it good, and the people that have it good before will have it bad. I don't know, I just thought, interesting coincidence that even among, people that go to different things in different spots, but even there, they're starting to put certain things out. Now, I'm not giving credibility or credence to that, except to say that, if we understood to the full extent what's going on in nature around us, it's all written there anyways. You know, we're living out a script. Everything has been done. Everything has already been planned and ordained. So, you know, we just have to be faithful and walk through all of this. But, just interesting that some of the stuff that she was discussing was not contradictory to the rising of the lambs. The rising of God's people in this time. God's people at this time, in this stage, we move up, move forward, move through to do what He has for us to do. It's a good time. It's a time where, you know, there's going to be a lot of change. And in the changes that come and the changes that take place, don't worry. You know, God is in control, and you got to look to Him, because, you know, man is going to get very stressed in this time. You know, man is going to have a lot of meltdowns, because they put their trust in the system and not in God. And when that system fails, they fail. When that system falls apart, they fall apart. So, you know, we're embarking on that, and, you know, it's going to be hard for a lot of people, because they don't know what it is to walk with God. So, you know, those that have, those that know Him, you know, this is actually, it's not going to be much of a stretch, in the respect that we've always had to trust Him. We've always looked to Him. We've always, you know, we've always walked with Him. And, that's what we're in. So we're in the press. We're in the mix. We're in the middle of a lot of things that are taking place that, you know, need to be fulfilled. You know, when Jesus went to the cross, when He did so many of the things that He did in those situations, He fulfilled prophecy. And there's a lot of things that God has spoken and destined that need to be fulfilled, that need to be done. And you're part of God's fulfillment is your life. Your life, in connection with the Spirit of God, is part of the fulfillment of the word spoken by our Lord, by our Savior, Jesus Christ, by what God speaks to you even this day. Your life is a fulfillment of that living word. Now, you know, what is our responsibility in all of this? What is it that we need to do to stay on track? You know, the question is, you know, is oftentimes, how now do we live? You know, how now do we live? This was something that, you know, so often would be, you know, I just remember even my dad and I, we talked about that a little bit. Just, you know, how now do we live amidst a world that's obviously doesn't have a clue what to do in this time. Because everything they thought, everything that they built, their Ponzi scheme system is now beginning to collapse, and they don't know where to go from here. So when that happens, how now do we walk this thing out? Well, because as a kingdom person, you need to live your life in a kingdom way. You need to trust the Father that He's going to protect, that He's going to provide, that He's going to look out for you, that He's going to lead and direct you through every obstacle and every plot and scheme of the devil. But you live in freedom. That's the start of it. How now do you live? You live in freedom. You live in freedom. You live in the peace of God. You do what the Spirit of God tells you to do, and you trust Him, and you move on. But you got to be honest too, when you are doing what God's told you to do, or you know, so often what happens, people deceive themselves. They look to a man, but they call it God. I mean, so many of the entire religious establishments are just that. People looking to a man and not to God. That's one reason why people get affiliations. And they get denominational affiliations if you're in Christian circles. Is because if you had that affiliation, then now you can get a lot of external third parties believing you. Even though they haven't... Or maybe even sometimes heard you speak once. But if people don't have the Spirit of God in them and they're not looking for that, well, you won't find it. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. You know, that's the way that it's always been. And the person that's satisfied in their soul shouldn't expect to receive anything from the hands of a living God. The people that are satisfied with where it is that they are and what it is that they're doing, and that's good enough for them, those aren't the ones that the Lord is pursuing. You know, they so often people have to just, their whole world has to shatter, has to fall apart in front of them. And after that fall, after that shattering, after everything is just ripped to shreds, it's at that moment of realization that then they realize, oh wow, you know, I should have been doing this different. I should have been walking with God. And they turn around and they look to see, how do I do this? But yeah, I mean, in the process of people trying to do that, they, you know, they get caught up in by tricksters and they never get on the right path. They get misdirected, actually. So they even had a God-given desire to do right, to be right by God, and they got misdirected into a way that was not Him. So, you know, that's one of the dangers of religion. One of the dangers of religion is that it misdirects people. There's some good moral principles, sure. There's some good ethics, sure. There's some good, you know, there's some good elements. But without the Spirit of Christ Jesus at the very center, in the very core of who you are, and what you do, without Him there, and you look into a man or a system or something else, even if you call it God, even if you call it Jesus, He's not content with that. He needs to be in your heart and ruler of all. You know, that's... So, He knows. Yeah, so... Oh boy, I tell you, it's all good in Jesus. You know, sometimes I know that it gets pressing. Sometimes I know it gets rough in that, you know, we feel the oppression. We feel that side of the enemy. We feel all of these different things. You know, one thing is we have to persist. We have to push through. We have to continue on because God has called us to overcome. And He's called us to overcome even through this situation that we're in and that which we face. You know, for you to throw in the towel is not the way to go. But at the same time, you can't do this in your own strength either. See, that's the catch, is that, you know, so often people think they try to do things in their own strength, and the arm of flesh will fail you. Your own strength will not be able to make it through this time that we're coming into. See, this is again where one of the problems is that, you know, people that have tried to do this in their own strength, in their own flesh, in their own ability, are now finding out the limitations of that ability and the fact that they cannot do it that way. And, you know, you cannot provide for yourself in and of yourself. Unless God makes the way, you don't have the resource to be able to do so. Unless provision is coming from Him, and unless you're looking to Him for all things, you're actually going down a very dangerous path. Because, you know, servants are provided for by their masters. And, you know, if the one that you're looking to for your provision is the Lord God, on the realm of spirit, He's always going to take care of you. If the one that you're looking to for provision is this world, the world system, or the prince of the power of this air, or those that have bowed to Him. See, there's a lot of people that have bowed to that system. If you're looking to them, you're in trouble. See, that when the whole Luke chapter 4, where Jesus is offered all the kingdoms of the world in a moment and their splendor, and when the devil was talking to Jesus and saying, look, these are mine to give to whomever I want to. And what was the condition for them to have that? They had to bow. They had to give their spiritual allegiance to the devil. And the devil doesn't put people into rank and position in his kingdom without them bowing. Now, here's the kind of the twist in there too. At the same time, promotion comes from the Lord. At the same time, this entire system is allowed by the Spirit of God because it serves a greater purpose of God's kingdom, power, plan, design. His purposes are achieved and accomplished through all that's taking place. See, we need, from the kingdom standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, we need the resistance of this world and this world system in order for us to grow, in order for us to be revealed for who we are. We need adversity. We need that challenge. Without it, you know, we're not revealed for who we truly are. You know, let me use a sports analogy, because I think there's a lot that can be seen in that. All right, your physical body, you do not get strong physically by sitting on the couch. You do not get strong physically by, you know, the way that you get strong is by your muscles being pushed to the point of physical exhaustion, where inside the fibers actually tear, and then they have to rebuild. And when they rebuild stronger than they did last time, so that they can handle the workload that's put on them. That's the way the body is. Now, if we are the body of Christ, if we are the body of Christ, which we are, the way that we get stronger would be seen in the way that God designed our physical body, in giving us an object lesson there. You get stronger by being pushed. You get stronger by the resistance that you have to face. You get stronger by being put in adversity. That's also partly why the scriptures say, consider it pure joy when you face trials of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and hope does not disappoint. You consider it pure joy. Why joy? Because God is taking you through something to make something out of you. You know, if you go His way, He will add strength to your life. If you go His way, He will add power to your life. He will add endurance to your life. You know, there's a lot of people that bear a religious label that have no power, have no strength, have no spiritual connection. And, you know, one thing that happens is when you now are put in the position of having to face resistance, when you're put in the position of having to face resistance, at that time, you see that you're not ready for the competition. Have you ever seen when somebody will try to do a sport and they've never done it for like 2 years? Like, say, you know, they're like, oh, okay, let me go try to play basketball, and they haven't played basketball for like 3 years, or go for like a, you know, there's like a mini, you know, like some group 4 mile run or something like that, and they go try to do some activity they've never done. They cannot make it. And you know, that's kind of what we're coming into right now, is that, you know, for the people of God, the ones that have followed Him, you've God's been training you. God has been equipping you. God has been building metal into your backbone. He's been, you know, He's been strengthening you for what it is that you're now about to face. So it's not going to be for God's people. It's not going to be a huge deal, actually. We're going to be there. We're going to observe. We're going to be present. We're going to be witnesses. But it's not going to come near us as such. It's kind of like the whole Goshen thing with Pharaoh and Moses. You know, God's people in that land were separated unto God. They had an entirely different experience than the ones that were the world as such. So, you know, God's people, they'll have one experience, and the worlders will have another one. So, you know, we live in that. For this window of time, is we live in a situation right now where there's, you know, some are being put up, some are being put down, and you know, in that process, it's not, you know, it's not a, it's not what you see on the natural. It's not what you see with the natural eye. You know, it's not, you know, people so often want to judge things on the surface level, but it doesn't work like that. You know, if you look at it from the surface level, you're going to miss it. And what God offers starts within. You, as you know, you're in a position for natural success if it doesn't matter to you. If it doesn't make a difference to you, you're in a position for natural success. Because when that is your push, your drive, your determination for some other reason, then it's going to be a hindrance. The bigger it gets, the worse it's going to be for you. But when it's not something that you need, because you don't need to prove something to somebody else, you don't need, you trust God and you just go with Him. And when you don't need it to facilitate your ego or to justify the things that you've done, when you don't need it, now you're ready for it. You know, I remember something too. You know, back my sports background a little bit, but there was some time back that God kind of spoke to me about. This is a few years back when I did the when I swam for when I got back into swimming, and God had kind of spoken to me about starting again. Now I didn't really know why, but I started again. I'd been out for about 7 years, and I'd pretty much, in my own mind, been done with the sport. But he had me to start again. I got in some competitions, did really well, ended up winning a bunch of races, ended up competing internationally again as a result of that. But at that stage, I had kind of given up on that. I didn't need it anymore. And certain things that I kind of hoped for when I was younger never really happened at that stage. But then all of a sudden, when it didn't matter to me anymore, all of a sudden I was doing it. I was doing what it was that was that hope when I was, 7 years ago, but I hadn't had the opportunity or the chance for it. I thought it was kind of, even in the middle of that experience, I was reflecting on it a little bit. I was like, wow, this is interesting. Because at that point, for me, I was like, okay, I don't care. In fact, I remember my coach, he was from Australia at the time, and he was like, kept trying to get me to care, but I didn't, because I had gone past that point, and yet I was in the middle of it. I don't know, it's just amazing, because, I guess there's that element of what Paul talked about, where it's like, I count all these things but loss for it's about following Christ. And none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear unto myself, but that I might finish my race and fulfill the call that God has given me. I mean, that's what it's about. For us, that's what it's about. For His followers, we get to this point where it's, look, you can be a CEO, you can be a janitor, you can be a musician, you can be a business person, you can be a medical professional, you can be a bajillion different things. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you would be in the external is just that, a manifestation of you following God and staying close to Him and doing what it is that He told you to do. And what it is that He has for you to do at that given time, in that given way. That's it. The rest of it doesn't matter. So, I tell you what. It's a good time, but you gotta have your focus right. You gotta have your heart and your direction right. If you look the wrong way, you're gonna get caught up in the wrong things. if you look at things from a surface level, you're going to get caught up on the surface level. You know what? So what if they take everything away? Didn't matter in the first place. You know, I mean, the people of God have routinely and historically had that which they had in this world taken away or stripped away. Either the world has come and taken it or seized it, offered for them to be able to keep it if they just bow their knee, or sometimes God has even just told them, look, I want you to give it up. I want you to let it go and follow me. But, you know, the things of the world do grow strangely dim. The things of the world do become just that. And they don't really matter. You know, you have them, then you don't, then you have them again, then you don't, then you have them again. Until the point where it's like, you know what, it really doesn't matter. God's going to take care. He's going to watch out. He's going to look over for His people and undertake for what it is that we need to do. And we can go down and we can go up and we can go back down again and we can go up again. In the natural, but in the realm of spirit, we go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We go from set to set, if you were exercising. We go from one stretching experience to another. God keeps putting us through those. You know, I'm right now, the thing that I'm doing, I'm being completely stretched in an entirely different way than I ever have been before. It's different. It's different than it was before. And yet, I will be stretched again. The next thing that happens after this, I'm going to be stretched in a different way. Each time it's a different level. Each time it's a different way. So you can't get upset about the way that God works with you. The thing that you got to do is you do need to stay in prayer. You do need to stay in the Word, because that is going to strengthen you. You know, that's a place that I know for myself, even recently, just because things have just gotten so full. Those are the places where I've been, you know, it's been not as consistent there, and I can tell the difference. You know, I can tell the difference when, I can tell the difference for myself when I'm staying consistent in time with the Father and allowing that to strengthen me, and consistent in just getting into the Word and allowing that to minister to me and strengthen me. And I can tell when I'm not. You know, I can tell what that does. Because when you read the Word, it strengthens you. When you pray, you connect to heaven itself, to the flow from the Spirit of God Himself. He flows in through you and into you, and it just flows, overflows around you into the world that's around you. So, you know, it adds strength to your life. It gives you peace of mind and heart. You can take every care that you have and put it upon Him, and He cares for you. He watches out for you. He looks over and undertakes for whatever it is that's going on with you. So, yeah. It's a good day. You know, trust Him. He knows what He's doing. Look to God and not to man. Be bold. Don't back down. But at the same time, use wisdom. Because you're going to need to in the time that we're going into. You need to allow the Spirit of God to have you in the palm of His hand. He'll tell you when to speak, and He's going to tell you when to hold your peace. And there are times that we're coming into where God will at times have you hold your peace. Just for a window. And just because He wants, when He does have you to speak, for it to be an opportune time to say what needs to be said. So, you know, this is why you just have to be in tune with Him. So He'll show you. Oh, it's all good. Alright, so, you know, don't worry about anything. That's the other thing too. Don't worry. Don't be stressed. Don't let these things get to you. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. So that means, hey, take whatever you got going on and put it before Him in prayer. And He's going to help you. He's going to work through these situations that you're in. He's going to show you what to do. He's going to give you words to speak that could only come from the throne of God. And He's going to give you the power to be able to execute, the power to be able to do. Because it's not you doing it. It's Him doing it through you. He does it through you. It's not you. He does it. You just have to be in place. You just have to be spiritually aligned and then allow Him to do what He does. So I pray God blesses you. I pray God heals you and takes care. And I pray that you be strengthened in your trust this day. Because you are in the right place when you look to Him. Alright. Hey, so love you guys. God bless you. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Let us know how you're doing. It's always nice to hear from you guys. So, we'll be getting into a little better rhythm here. But just great to know you're out there. You know, great to know that we've got brothers and sisters on the front lines doing what they're doing. And trusting Him. Because the time that we're coming into, this is the time of the rising of the children of God, the rising of the lambs, as it were, my friends would say as well. And in this process, God is going to reveal those that are His. And you're one of them. So enjoy it. Enjoy. Hey, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.